One word, disastrous, Miles.
Right.
8 of them were involved in the first round, and only one winner out of that 8. So it was a completely farcical day yesterday. Bitter disappointment for North West clubs.
Tell us about it, Will. Where do you want to begin? Where you were yesterday?
Yeah, I'll start with my game at Eglinton. Eglinton playing Leinster. 217-7. Eglinton got a respectable score, but their bowling was very, very poor and their fielding wasn't much better. Leinster just losing the 3 wickets. Irish international George Dockrell shown his class with the bat. He's renowned for his bowling, but he can certainly bat as well. He got 64 not out. So Leinster, very comfortable winners by 7 wickets. And there was a real big game at Dunamana yesterday. It went right to the wire, playing Merion, who have won the competition a number of times. Merion getting 295 for 7. And Dunamana just going down by the one run, 294. Andy McBrien scored 90. So a real thriller with Dunamana losing by the narrowest of margins.
Yeah, that's a big disappointment.
But on the Fox Lodge, I'm afraid they just didn't perform yesterday. Combe to North down, 165. Brian Allen, the skipper, with 52. But North Down just lost the 5 wickets, winning that one. So that was a very comfortable one for them. And Brigade bowed out as well. A heavy defeat for them in Castle Avenue and Clontarf yesterday. Clontarf 263 for 7. Brigade managing just 161, losing by 102 runs. Similar situation for Brady. Even though they had home advantage, they felt they were beaten by Civil Service North. Brady just managed 270, chasing down Civil Services 243 for 8. And Corian, the young side this year, going to struggle. I do feel they did yesterday at Carrickfergus. 237 for 8, the Carrick men made. Corian managed just 118. Ardmore went down in Dublin as well, another side on their travels. 190 they scored against Phoenix, 192 for 4. Phoenix winning by 6 wickets. And the only positive of the whole 8 teams playing was Strabane. They made the long journey to Cork to play Cork County. I believe they left at 6 o'clock on Friday evening and weren't there till 2 o'clock on Saturday morning. But it was all worthwhile. Cork County falling 4 runs short. Strabane making 222 for 8. Peter Gillespie still doing the business. He scored 82. Cork falling 4 runs short, 218 all out. So a really disappointing time, Miles, for all North West clubs, barring Strabane. Just one of them through to the second round. Probably one of the worst performances for many years.
Is it a fair reflection of cricket in the North West that so many teams, particularly from maybe Leinster, came and won at home, you know, where the North West teams had home advantage?
It does a fair reflection. The North West have been falling behind Leinster and even to a lesser extent to the Northern Union sides. But having said that, the North West Warriors have played twice this year and put up 2 great performances. The latest one was on Friday night when they beat the Northern Knights in the T20 competition. So at interprovincial level, we're doing okay, but certainly at club level, we're falling further and further behind, I do feel. A lot of not many young players coming through. That's a worrying thing. When you look at the North West sides, it's more or less the same players year in, year out, with very few youngsters coming through, and that's certainly showing in results, especially in the All-Ireland.
Yeah, and if you look at the international team, there was a good sprinkling of North West players on that team, and, you know, Stuart Thompson doing exceptionally well.
Yeah, did exceptionally well, and as you say, they were very well represented in that test match and even on the squad for the test match. So we're doing okay that way, but it's just worrying that the club level is not performing as well as the players at international and interprovincial level.
And what can be done to improve that situation?
Very difficult to know, Miles. It's been going downhill recently in the last few years, and it hasn't really shown much improvement. As I say, the lack of talent is a big worry, and we're looking at players like Decker Curry still performing, a great player without no doubt, but players like that now really should be young players coming through to challenge them, and that's not happening. Peter Gillespie, another typical example, been there and done it all, getting top score yesterday again. So the youngsters are not there. We're just trying to encourage more of them. There's a lot of schools involved with cricket now in the North West, but that'll take a few years to bear fruition. But it's going in the right direction. There's a lot of coaches involved up here now. There's a lot of money being put into the game by Cricket Ireland. So let's hope the future holds a lot of good things for us. But at the minute, it's a struggle.
Irish National Cup, how did North West teams perform?
Well, there was one of St Johnson got a walk over. North Kildare didn't travel, so they got into the second round without bowling a ball. Drummond, they beat Derry High. That was the only bit of a success there was. Sion Mills travelled to Hollywood, but they lost out. Similarly to Bonds Glen. Bonds Glen went to Lisburn, but they were well beaten. So St Johnson gets through in that one, and Drummond are also through. So it was slightly better than the Irish Senior Cup, but still two of them bowed out.
What's next for North West Cricket?
Well, there's games starting tomorrow night. It's a rearranged league game. Brigade take on Coleraine. That's Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday at Beechgrove. And then next Saturday, it's the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup. We'll probably cover our feature game. It'll be Strabane taking on Donemana. Donemana going for 7 in a row. And Strabane, off the back of that victory at Cork, will be confident. But it's Bank of Ireland Senior Cup next week. Some interesting ties. Some Premier Division sides taking on Championship sides. So there's a chance for one or two upsets next Saturday.